coming into the busy tourist season now with St. Patrick's Day, Easter, and then obviously the summer period. This is a very, very popular area of Buncrana, and we have the ferry from Rathmullen that was on during the summer months, and quite a lot of families and young children would come over from the Rathmullen and the Thanet side of the county over to Buncrana to use the beach. But there's no safe way when they get off the ferry to get down onto the beach. They have to walk up a very busy road that doesn't have a footpath. It's just quite dangerous. So it was from a health and safety point of view, I was looking to get a ramp from the pier down onto the Ladies Bay so that families, and indeed those with a disability, those in wheelchairs and those who have limited mobility, would be able to get down onto the beach and walk safely across to the play park and over to the Stone Jug and even further on up to the main street.
That land is in council ownership, as we understand it, so it shouldn't be a huge project. There's no land acquisition involved. There shouldn't be any major problem in getting this done. Do you believe the will is there among the officials to do that?
I do, in fairness. I do. I've been engaging with the officials as far back as maybe last September or October in relation to this project. It should be an easy one to sell. Obviously, getting the funding will be the biggest issue, but apart from that, there shouldn't be any others. It should be very straightforward.
You also raised the issue of the blue flag at Lisfannan. It's been an ongoing issue now for a number of years since that flag was lost. Are we any closer to resolving the problems that led to its loss?
Well, in all honesty, I would fear that we're not. The MD met with Irish Water back in maybe September of last year, and at that meeting, I raised Lisfannan with them because there's obviously an issue with sewage there, and I know that the plan is to bring the sewer from Fawn down into the new pumping station in Buncrana, and I had asked them while they're doing that work if they could take the houses on the hill there in Lisfannan down into that sewer as part of the work. Now, they were not forthcoming that day at that meeting, unfortunately, and I had made the point very clearly to them that until that is done, Lisfannan will not win its blue flag back. But the issue I had raised was specifically trying to get the council to allocate a full-time lifeguard to Lisfannan during that summer period, even though it doesn't have its blue flag, because that too is a very busy beach, particularly with tourists and day trippers from Northern Ireland.